Yeah, I mean, two things really. We've had enough chances in the second half to kill the game off and got in some great positions and either didn't finish clinically enough or made the wrong decision. So the game should have been dead and buried, really. And when you don't get that second goal, you are always susceptible to that set play, which they're going to launch in. Yeah, well, a corner, which comes in. And you know, Leggy, we know he's a danger. Davo's dealt with him well for most of the day. He got done, and we've got beat on a second phase of the set play, which you know is frustrating for us. You know, we know Gillingham that they're a massive side. The strength, they scored three last week from set plays, and they are a threat. But the game should have been over.
It's so frustrating, isn't it? I'm sure that's the overriding emotion because, but for that equaliser deep, deep in stoppage time, the performance and the way we went about business was, you know, it was good today, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, I thought we were a bit tentative at the start, where we allowed Gillingham to have a bit too much possession. We rectified that throughout the first half and started the second half, where the whole team moved 10 yards up the pitch and we were more positive in our closing down and when we got the ball. But you know, we had some great opportunities on this right-hand side in around the box, where there's just that final pass and you know the one where Hans has hit the post. You know, if that goes in, it's game over. And you know, a team which has ultimately come to sit back and just soak up pressure all afternoon has gone away with a point.
Yeah, it must feel like, well, it was a smash and grab, but it almost felt like a defeat to some come the full time whistle.
Yeah,
But it's
well,
not the case, is it?
no, it does when you can see late. You know, we had the euphoria of last week when we scored directly after Preston scored, and today, you know, we've conceded late ourselves, so got to do better in terms of seeing the game through. You know, one big header, one on the back stick there. The points are in the bag for us, and you know, it's a hard one to take for everybody because the lads have worked themselves into the ground today on a very, very difficult pitch.
Yeah, no boos around today at all. I mean, it's been frustrating at times at home. We've not been getting results. We were so close today, but it just goes to show it makes a difference, does it? It could have been three straight wins for us, and all
Yeah.
of a sudden it's just a little bit of a jolt, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, just at both ends of the pitch, as we know, you're clinical at one end and see the game through at the other, and that can be the difference between a team in the top half or a team in the bottom half.
Some good performances today. Gary Liddle was excellent in midfield. Billy Clark got the sponsors' man of the match.
Yeah, I thought Lids was great. Made some superb interceptions and tackles, and you know, he's also good on the ball. And, you know, we knew coming into this game that we'd have a lot of possession because of the way Gillingham would be set up, and Lids is ideal to have in there because he's so comfortable on the ball. And Billy, great all-round performance, great. He just needs that home goal to really get himself going. But you know, he creates so much for us that you know, he gets other people opportunities.
Yeah, and Francois Zoko, we didn't see him today, but he's coming to the squad as well and hopefully get a week's training in ahead of
Yeah,
the next week.
I mean, he didn't train with us yesterday, obviously. I met him Thursday night to have a chat with him about coming here, and he came in this morning. So just wanted him to have a look at it today, and you know, we'll look see what he's like next week in training.
Yeah, and of course, there's another home game next week, and more of the same from your team. We've got to, you know, keep at it because we were so close from getting that victory today.
Yeah, that's right. It's you know, it's the difference between having a buoyant training ground on Monday
Yeah.
and not is that last minute goal. But we've got to pick the lads up, and you know, I was so desperate to go in there and praise everybody how hard we'd worked as a team, and that goal obviously knocks the stuffing out of us. But we've got to move on, and we will do for next week.
Pulse One Sports Full Time Rewind.
Here is Mark Yates on this left hand side, tries to deliver it right foot, comes off the defender, goes through to Gary Liddle, who was pulled to the ground. A referee's played advantage. It's with Billy Clark, edge of the area, inside the box, gets the shot, Foss face a goal, and Stead couldn't quite get there, and it goes behind for a goal kick. This is a free kick, it's going to be Doug Loft to take it. Little chip left footed, up go the heads, Liddle's there for City. It's a volley from the edge of the area. Ooh, so close. Pickford was stretching and it was no more than a couple of inches over the crossbar. What a strike that one was from
Dak.
Bradley Dack.
Yeah, tell you what a great strike that was. That's one of them way thing. This is a worldy goal, this.
That's a great challenge, by the way, on the halfway line from McArdle, and a good ball as well to get Stead away on that right hand side. He's on the edge of the trap line of the 18-yard box, trying to hold it up for support. Here it comes. Edge of the area, a chance for Knott, must score. Oh, it's in the post. Goalkeeper, did he get a touch on it? Hits the inside of the woodwork, and they scramble it clear from Billy Knott's shot. Thought about the cross, gives it back to Yates, who might cross it here. He does in towards the back post. Chance for Stead, and City are in front. Is it offside?
Offside.
It is. Flag has gone up. It must have been close. Stead putting it into the back of the net, but up went the flag, and that's been ruled out for offside.
That's one of them where you want to see it again.
And they've forced the error here from Housen. Halliday's away, he's in the box here. Nobody to aim for, he might go himself. Halliday does. Oh, it's there! In off the defender. He went for a curler towards the back post, and a sliding challenge. It's come off number six.
Yep.
Leo Legg and City are in front. Chickson pops it down the line. Derby wins the header, and then it falls to Clark, edge of the area. Clark has it, thought about the shot, should have hit it. Gives it to Hansen to finish it. Saved by the goalkeeper. And it hits the post, comes off the keeper, and City almost putting the game to bed. This is not into Hansen, who got it stuck under his feet. Tries to get the shot away, he does, and it's straight at the goalkeeper. But Mark Yates is screaming at him because he was in acres of space. Had he teed it up, it would have been a free shot at goal. City getting everybody bar James Hansen back out towards McGlashan on that far side. Gets away from Yates, goes towards the byline, cross comes in, chance for Kedwell, who hooks it over the crossbar, not too far away from an equaliser. And Pickford was diving across there, but it was a yard over the bar. 2 minutes of the additional four, and Gillingham have a corner, a left footed in swinger from loft. Everybody bar one forward for Gillingham, in towards the back stick. Davies is beaten to it, might be a chance off the line and over the line, and they've scrambled it in, and somehow Gillingham have got the equaliser. And I think it's German who's taking the credit here, and City have been pegged back deep in stoppage time. It's 1-1, and just what we didn't want.